got chickens in the houses, they got chickens in the trees, chicken in the pots, the mother walked the Petaloomies, out in Petaluma, spending my days. Oh, I'm out in Petaluma, spending my days. Tell me, how many eggs will a chicken lay? Now Marvin got me started, sold me my first hen. Now I got 4 and 20, and 24 more again. I'm out in Petaluma, spending my days. Oh, I'm out in Petaluma, spending my days. Tell me, how many eggs will a chicken lay? Chicken in the morning, it's chicken in the night. Weren't for chicken, Petaluma never would have reached its height. I'm out in Petaluma, spending my days. Oh, I'm out in Petaluma, spending my days. Tell me, how many eggs will a chicken lay?
Good evening and welcome to Mouthful, smart talk about food, wine, and farming. And I just have to say to my dear engineer, it's one of those days. For the second time in the nearly 21 years that I have been doing Mouthful, a guest had to cancel at the last minute. So anyway, let me tell you what's up. We will reschedule Hedda, a full bloom flower farm. She has started a new flower farm. There are several new flower farms picking up in Sonoma County, and that is a great thing. Anything you can plant in the ground other than a building is a fabulous thing. And, you know, there's no such thing as too many flowers. Did you get to a farmer's market this weekend or this last week? There are tomatoes galore already. Tomatoes are earlier than I ever remember them. In Sonoma County, we had them, actually a guest here on Mouthful had them, Handlebar Farm, had them as early as May. Okay, so we're going to take a quick musical break, and we're going to get our guests settled in, and we will be right back to talk not about flower farms, but about an evening of aloha.
Papa, na lahi lahi.
Okay, we are live in the studio. We have three dogs tonight rather than two. And, you know, we might even, because we have some extra time, and one of the things I have wanted to start doing on Mouthful and just haven't done yet is devote one Sunday a month to animals. And I wanted to start that out by having Muttville come up. So we may veer off into that a little bit if we have the time.
Well, you know that I volunteer.
Exactly. Muttville. Exactly. Okay. So we have all this time now with Kumu Shana Alapai, my Kumu, Kumu of the largest Halau, which is a hula school in the North Bay, and she's here primarily to talk about an event that is coming up at the spectacular Schoen Farm on July 9th. It is Luana, an evening of aloha, and we're going to tell you all about that, but she also brought her Ipu Heke and her new puppy, Nani, and so there's all kinds of things. Let's start first. First of all, welcome.
Aloha.
And welcome back.
Mahalo.
You've been here at least two other times.
Two?
Yeah.
Oh, I only remember one.
Well, actually, I think you've been you've been on the air twice.
Yes.
One was not my show. It was someone else's. It was
That's
a pre-record for
right.
another show. So anyway, it's always great to have you. And
Thank
it's great
you.
To see
it's
you.
It's been a while since we've seen each other, too.
Yeah, it has, sadly. But life, you know?
Yes.
Life gets in the way of
life
dancing.
Happens.
What can you say? So let's talk about Luana.
Okay. Luana is a fundraiser that we have coming up on Saturday, July 9th. And as you said, at the beautiful Shoney Farms. And this fundraiser is going to benefit a special study class. Mm-hmm. And this class will culminate with a graduation ceremony in September.
Oh, in September. Oh, mm-hmm. You've great.
Mm-hmm. So we're trying to fundraise for this event, and, you know, oh, my gosh, to whose phone was that? I think it was my puppy's phone. So what was I going to say? Oh, to look beyond the fundraiser, beyond the event being a fundraiser, I think the really exciting part of it for me is that it's an opportunity to share the Hawaiian culture mm-hmm. with the community here. You know, not only with our community and our supporters of the halau, but with the community, you know, up in Sonoma and even areas that aren't really familiar with who we are as a halau mm-hmm. or a group, but love Hawaii, can't quite get over to Hawaii, but they want a little bit of that feel, mm-hmm. you know? So the evening is, I can easily promise, an evening of Hawaiian aura and Hawaiian essence and the essence of aloha. From the time you walk in the door, you'll be greeted by all the hula ladies, and we will fill the night with beautiful music, beautiful hula, and yummy ono food.
And I know that the music that you hear on Mouthful tonight is by Faith Ako, mm-hmm. and Faith will be performing.
Faith is our featured guest.
Yes.
Yes. And our hula will just complement Faith's music. And I love Faith. I love her. She's the best.
And she has, the first time I met her, I think, was here in the studio.
Oh.
When I was not dancing with you yet, mm-hmm. But Nancy Lawrence was my engineer. And
that's
I think
right.
she helped arrange it. And there was an event taking place at the Spreckle Center. And I know the halau were giving out, the ladies were giving out leis.
Right.
And we were talking about that event, and Faith came. And, I mean, this must have been, gosh, more than 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And
so.
Faith played her ukulele. She was playing at the event.
Mm-hmm.
And she has gone on, I think her third or fourth CD is out. She's won amazing awards
mm-hmm.
and was just recognized for something really wonderful from the mayor of San Francisco.
Right.
Was just reading about that. So Faith, I mean, I just call her our precious, you know, Hawaiian songbird of
yes,
Sonoma County.
Exactly. Of the Bay Area, I think.
Yeah, really. But, you know, we get to own her a little
bit.
I
know. That's right. That's right.
So it's just so great whenever I can tell people about Faith mm-hmm. and offer them an opportunity. Because she's now traveling all over the country. I mean, mm-hmm. you read about her on Facebook. She's in Boston. She's here.
Right.
She's
Which
there.
Which is where she is.
Oh, she's in Boston now?
She's on her way. She'll be going next week. Wednesday, I think, is when she leaves.
So she has just really been bringing that remarkable Hawaiian essence that she has all over the country.
Yeah, and that beautiful voice, you know. Mm. It's so effortless when she sings.
Just, you know? It's like it's that crystal ball, I mean, like a glass bell ringing. It's just so pure and so beautiful. There's no rough edges.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, exactly.
You know, and she's got that falsetto thing, which, you know, I so
Well, you know what I love about Faith is the versatility of her music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's so versatile. She can sing Motown.
Yeah, she can rock out.
She can rock out, play Motown on her ukulele. And then the very next song is a beautiful traditional Hawaiian song. So her range is amazing. You know, and I think that's what caught my ear at first when I first met her. Do you know how I first met Faith?
I was just going to ask.
I first met Faith when I went to a rehearsal for an event that Leilani was putting on.
Mm. And Leilani celebration had a halau here.
Yes.
She lives in, I guess, Honolulu now. She lives in Oahu now.
Yes, she does. And I walked into the hall, and there was her group on stage, her halau on stage. And Faith was on stage singing, and I just heard the singing. I was like, wow, who is that? I want her to sing for my halau. And I stole her away eventually.
Yes, you did. She's done so many things with the halau.
Yeah.
Now, the evening, for people who are new to hula, I find, if I'm talking about it, a lot of people who maybe traveled and stay in the resorts, they know the sort of hula that you might see in the nightclub at the hotel bar that night.
At a luau or something.
Yeah. Like. Oh, yeah. So let's talk about the broader scope of what hula is and also what people will be seeing at Luana.
Okay. Well, hula is really an expression of the ancient life of the Hawaiians, of the native Hawaiians, the indigenous people, right, of Hawaii. So it's an expression of their daily life. When the ancients were cooking or gathering food or fishing or, you know, working their land, they were chanting. They were chanting just like Joey's chanting right now.
He loves to chant with you.
And so Without a written language, the voice, the leo, became very, very important to record history and to record the genealogies and to record the everyday aspect of living and to record the principles that the Hawaiians lived by, you know, which is something that we call pono. So when I say record, I mean by memorization, all these chants, which could be either a vocalizing without any instrument, which is called oli, or accompanied with percussion instruments, and this is called, you know, mele or hula. So it was so important. It was so important to have hula or oli or, you know, some type of melodical expression.
Mm-hmm.
To record the history of their ancestors, you know, and every generation beyond. So the hula that we do consists of three genealogies, the first being from Ellen Castillo, who is my very first kumu from Kailua Oahu. The second is Lena'ala Kalamahaini, who is my second kumu, also from Oahu. And the third is Auntie Mae Kamamalu Klein, who is my current kumu and who I went through uniki with through a very ritual graduation.
Mm-hmm.
So the combination of all three of these teachers, you know, resides within me, and I get to express it through whatever I choreograph on my own or by teaching what those three kumus have taught me and passing it on. So, which is a very important goal for me to do, you know, and so this is what they'll be seeing when they come to Luana. We won't be doing any ancient chants at the luau because we're accompanying Faith with her music, right? So, but a lot of it is it's still, the steps are the same, the gestures are the same between ancient and modern hula, mm-hmm. kahiko or awana. You know, it's just a matter of what type of accompaniment that the movements and the gestures are.
Right, and what you wear, too.
And what you wear, the costuming, right.
Yeah.
So we'll have more modern, beautiful velvets and, you know.
Oh, those velvets.
Yeah, those red velvets.
I love those red velvets. and so that is Luana. It is taking place on July 9th at the at Schoen Farm. Santa Rosa Junior College is their jewel. Their mm-hmm. jewel. And I think mm-hmm. some of the ingredients for some of the foods will come directly from the farm.
Right.
I'm doing the salad. I'm yes. honored that I was asked.
Can't wait.
I'm doing the salad, and I brought a little sample of it. Just a couple weeks ago, we had farmer George Macros on Mouthful, and he grows this.
That is beautiful.
This is called Frida Kahlo. He has four different types with 27 different types of flowers in the mixes.
Wow.
One is called Dr. Seuss. one is Frida Kahlo. It's the most colorful. And then there's one that's a little bit spicy. Mm-hmm. He didn't have that today, or I would have brought that. But it has leek grass and cilantro sprouts in it.
Wow.
That one's called Mark Twang.
Well, Frida Kahlo kind of sounds Hawaiian, Frida Kahlo.
yeah, absolutely.
Last name, Kahlo.
So that is the one that I'm going to. I have to mix it with some other things because mm-hmm. it is, after all, a benefit. We don't want to spend all the money on right. lettuce. But he is a really special grower, and when the date was changed, it was going to be in the spring, mm-hmm. but now you know it's going to be in the summer. That okay? I am going to find a way because he's just one of the most thoughtful farmers.
Mm.
He harvests with a ceramic knife,
wow.
so that no oxidation
wow.
happens. And you know how you see a lot of microgreens at mm-hmm. everywhere these mm-hmm. days, and mm-hmm. most of them are grown in plastic flats,
right.
and they're good. He grows his microgreens directly in the ground.
Wow.
Because he feels...
So all the nutrients.
Yes,
right?
The nutrients and the flavor.
And the flavor.
And he's also saving seed so oh. that his... And he does not just the flowers, but he does the greenery as well.
Mm-hmm.
And over the several seasons, I think he started in 2007, certain seeds have done better. So he just saves seeds and lets them... And that is... That's what's... he's growing from mm-hmm. is a lot of his saved seeds.
Mm-hmm.
So it's things that are growing in the right place,
mm-hmm.
In the right way, and they're just really well loved. And
wow.
to me, that's so much of what Hawaii and Aloha is about.
Well, as I'm listening to you here, I see a total connection with his mindfulness
yes.
and intention that he puts into his gardening
mm-hmm.
and the intention and mindfulness that what we call ano ano in the culture is like the thought becomes a seed, mm-hmm. right, that you plant.
Yes.
So your intention that you're doing as you're working the land and working the plants has a connection to what you're putting in, right,
mm-hmm.
and into the soil. And, you know, we Hawaiians, we believe we're from the earth,
mm-hmm.
birthed from kahunua, you know. So to have that connection and to hear that he works in that way, it's like, wow, this is lovely.
Yeah, it's just so perfect. So I'm working it out with him right now, and we're figuring out and what other greenery will go into it.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw the plate, how the plate's going to look
uh-huh.
approximately,
right.
and this is going to be perfect.
Oh,
and
beautiful.
One of the women putting it on, she said, well, this is a picture, but the salad will, something's going to look a little bit different because we need more color. We're thinking about maybe a flower or something. Mm-hmm. And I said, oh my gosh, I have it for you. Think no more.
Well, I'm going to say mahalo to him right now.
Yes, mahalo, George. We love you. And
mahalo.
On that note, we're going to hear a little bit more of Faith, and we'll be right back.
Yay.
Don't go away. There are some great things coming up this hour.
Away.
It's Mouthful. That was Faith Akko. Faith lives in Rennert Park. She has, I think it's 3 CDs out at this point,
yes,
right? 3.
Yes.
And I know that the dogs love her.
They're her backup singers.
There you go. One second.
That's Lark. She's checking her key to make sure she's on the right key.
There you go. You know, it's live radio. And that's what happens, you know. And you don't get live radio that often.
That's
it's
right.
It's a good thing.
That's right.
It's a good thing.
Almost everything is recorded nowadays.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's automatic. So mm-hmm. It's the real thing here. So let's talk a little bit about the menu. We might okay. have to bring Mike in. Because Mike is the one in front of the monitor.
Okay. Yeah.
And I know that there's it's shoyu chicken.
Shoyu chicken.
Fried rice. Mac salad.
Macaroni potato salad.
Potato mac, right
yes.
on.
Yes, a nice combination.
Yes, I yes. love that. And then my green salad.
And your green salad.
And figuring out, thinking about what sort of vinaigrette I'm going to do mm-hmm. that will go really perfectly with all of those flavors. Mm. I think...
Could you do a pineapple vinaigrette?
I could. Mm. I was... That's an idea. But I was also thinking about grapefruit ginger.
Ah, ginger is...
Ginger.
Perfect.
Yeah, I was thinking about grating some fresh ginger mm-hmm. into some fresh grapefruit juice, letting that sit mm-hmm. For a day, and then building.
That sounds yummy.
It's actually. Really good. And I mean, I put in some crushed cardamom as well. Mm-hmm. I make that a lot when I do demos at farmers markets. And I think those flavors, because you want some good acid.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the shoyu has some sweetness to it.
Yeah.
So you want some nice acid. So
right.
I'm thinking that the grapefruit
that does
with ginger might be really nice. And I'll tell you a story off mic about what that grapefruit what that grapefruit vinaigrette did for my life.
It okay.
did something really miraculous.
When's the next break?
No. It's not that good a story. So let's see. What else do we have on the menu, Mike?
There's dessert and beverages. Coffee, tea, sparkling water, sparkling cider, and iced tea.
It is an alcohol-free event, and that's really important to me.
Okay.
Because oftentimes I go to luaus or I go to events, and people are drinking a lot, and it just changes the whole ambiance mm-hmm. of the event. And in anything that I've ever done with my halal, it's always been alcohol-free because I want everyone to be able to be really present.
To be all the way present.
And I want to connect with them, mm-hmm. you know, and I want them to be able to connect to our offering.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's alcohol-free.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, sparkling, nice sparkling cider. Mm-hmm. Put a lot of ice in it because it's going to be hot.
Yeah, and we have fresh Meyer lemons from my tree.
Oh,
that's
right.
going to be there to help make some of the lemonade and just, yeah, just
so
lemon water.
Fresh lemonade.
Fresh.
Oh, lovely.
Yes.
Fresh lemonade. And also we should say, I think there are 4 days left when you buy your tickets. Mm-hmm. By the way, it's $35 in advance. Mm-hmm. But if you would like to have a fresh flower lei
yes.
from Hawaii, you add $10. So
right.
it's $45 for dinner and orchid leis or plumeria?
Orchid
leis.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And there's just nothing like having a fresh lei.
Yeah.
It's so wonderful.
It's true. It just... When you put that lei on, no matter what kind of lei it is, when you put a lei on, when you adorn yourself with a lei, oh, it just gives you that connection to Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
Orchids, you know, they don't really have a strong fragrance. They do have a smell to them, but just the wearing of it, the color, mm-hmm. the feel of it on you, you know, it's around your neck, it's on your shoulders, it's going across your heart center. It's just beautiful.
It feels so good. Mm-hmm. I love wearing mm-hmm. a lei.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to get myself one. And one of the ways that you can find out, do you want to say the link or should we just give them my website?
Probably the easiest thing is give them your website.
Okay.
I'll try it.
Okay, here we go.
It's luana.yapsody with a Y, yapsody.com.
Luana.yapsody.com, or you can just go to michelleannajordan.com and click on My Sonoma and then click on Dance, and there will be a link to go straight there.
Or you can also go to
hulaon.org. Absolutely.
Yeah. And there's a button, there's a link right there on the homepage when you
come. Oh, that's easier. Hulaon. That goes right in. O-N.
O-N.
Hulaon.org. And that's your license plate too, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Don't tell everyone.
I understand. I have personalized plates and I was thinking, what was I thinking?
I know.
That's on 2 glasses of wine. You got to renew your registration. Oh, uh-huh. Let's have a cute license plate. So we're just going to shift a little bit. We're going to come back to Hula and okay. We're going to come back to Luana. But I want you to tell us about your puppy.
Oh, my puppy's name is Nanny Love. And she's a cattle dog mix. So she's a cattle dog, and we think either some kind of pointer or border collie, but uh-huh. I really don't think border collie because this is like the most mellow puppy in the world.
Yeah, she's really mellow.
She's 4 months old, and she's just laying down, very quiet. You know, this is what she does, hangs out around the house with me. Mm-hmm. Until we get in the car, and she has to be on my lap while I'm driving. So I'm trying to break her of that habit, but... Oh, she's just...
Where did you meet her?
I saw her picture on petfinder.com. And I would always get constant emails because since I lost my dog, Epo Girl, a couple of years ago, I missed her so much. I'm like, oh, I want another cattle dog mix. She was just such a beautiful dog.
Is that what Epo
is? Epo was a cattle dog
and
mix.
Hoppa?
Hoppa was a Dalmatian pointer.
Oh, mm-hmm. I thought they were both Dalmatian.
Yeah, I know. Epo had that
they looked
look.
So similar.
Right. But they both had pointer in them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so Epo was a cattle dog pointer mix, probably German short hair.
Mm-hmm.
So I just knew I wanted another dog like that. And I've been looking and looking and then not sure if I'm really ready because mm-hmm. my life is so crazy busy, you know. And then I missed her so much, I thought, oh, I started thinking about fostering.
Mm-hmm.
And then I heard about Muttville Senior
Muttville
Dog Rescue.
Just such a wonderful thing.
I'll tell you, I am
thing.
One of their avid, I sing their song all the time.
Well,
I'm
you know,
one
when,
of their avid supporters.
I guess it was 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago when my best friend died. Mm-hmm. I was studying with you at that time. That's what I did in his honor. Oh. I made a big donation. He felt just as you do. Oh. And he had adopted a dog, a yellow lab, who very young she was working in a puppy mill.
Oh.
And he rescued her, Dallas. Oh. And she is an amazing dog. And when Patrick passed away, I made a donation in his name to Muttville.
Nice. How nice. Well, I've been so fortunate to have fosticed two mm-hmm. senior dogs. And I knew the reason why I didn't foster is because I work 6 days a week.
Yeah.
My one day off is on a Sunday, and I just can't bring myself to do hardly anything on a Sunday. So I knew I wouldn't be able to get the dog in to their adoption events on the weekend.
Mm.
So that's why I didn't
foster. Oh, is that part of what fostering is? Is you take
yes.
them to the...
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, they have to be available. Otherwise, they can't get adopted.
Oh, right.
So I that's why I didn't do it. And but then I was on Facebook and I saw on one of their postings, the founder of Muttville, Sherry, she posted, what kind of person dumps their 15-year-old dog at a shelter to be euthanized because they want a puppy? And I was like, oh my gosh, how can anybody do that?
Yeah.
So I read that and I just felt so compelled to apply to hospice her. Because they said, well, she needs a huge dental. She needed a lot of dental work. But they took care of it. Muttville takes care mm-hmm. of it. And I went to pick her up on her freedom ride home. I'm getting all choked up. I love that dog. Like, she was mine for the 15 years. This was Roxy.
Roxy, yes.
Yeah, she was a boxer mix. And she was so darn cute. Once she realized that she was at a home to stay... Mm-hmm. Oh, she lit up. She became so vibrant. She used to do this happy dance when I went to feed her.
Oh.
Boxers have this bouncy thing, this hippity-hoppity bouncy thing, and she would do her bouncy dance for me.
Oh, that's so cute.
I loved her. She lived for 10 months with me. Uh-huh. And Muttville said, wow, that's a long time for
yeah,
a
foster
dog.
And especially for, I mean, she was not small.
No,
she was
Roxy
a big dog,
was
so she lived
yeah.
to 16.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a nice long
time.
It was
a nice age, yeah.
Yeah.
So she had a nice last 10 months of her life that I hope was better than the 15 years.
And dogs so live in the moment. That's something that they are teaching me.
It's such a gift.
Is living in the moment. Because I look at Joey. I got Joey when he was 9 and a half. Mm. I always looked like...
That's a senior.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Is he happy? Does he miss his mom? I like it. He didn't have... His owner died. So he wasn't rejected, but still his owner died. And I kept wondering, like, is he happy? Mm-hmm. Does he think about her? And wish that he was back there with her? Dogs live in the moment, you know, and my job is to make every single moment that he has as wonderful as I can.
Uh-huh.
And he's 15 and a half.
And Joey, I love Joey.
And he does a happy dance when it's time to eat. He does a happy dance when it's time to come to Mouthful.
Oh, nice.
He does lots of happy dances. And on that note, we are going to take one more musical break with Faith Akko and come back, and we're going to go back to talking about Hula and Hawaii.
Okay.
We're live again. This is called Radio by the Seat of Your Pants.
By the seat of your hula skirt.
Yes. And that's a good thing. I'm going to close up your little Frida Kahlo salad greens. And there we go. Those are yours to take home.
Oh, mahalo.
Yes. I wanted you to see because, you know, you're not going to be able to... pay that much attention to what the food is that night.
I will, as it's being prepared.
Oh, you will?
Because I have a standard, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the presentation on the plate, to me, presentation is everything.
It's so important.
So important. You know, so I talked to the girls. I said, ladies, this plate needs to look like it's worth $80. You know, it needs to be beautiful. It needs to taste good. But it really has to, you know, go out of that kitchen looking beautiful. So I will have a little hand in that back there. But
now, who else is cooking?
Well, we have Lorenzo, who is Violet's
Lorenzo,
partner.
Yes.
Yes. He's doing the chicken. Mom, Donnie's mom, who I just call Mom, Arlene.
Right. Arlene.
she's doing the fried rice, and she has this really special recipe. It is broke your jaw. Oh, no. Delicious.
Oh, I can't wait for
that. So, yeah, it's God. Really good fried rice. You're doing the salad, and we have Aki doing the
potato mac.
And Aki is a phenomenal cook.
Yes,
that belongs to the halal.
Yeah, these are all members of the halal. Aki is a member of the halal, and she does the. There's a great event that I've talked about a mouthful before. The crafts fair.
Yes,
crafts fair and bake sale, and Aki always does an awesome lunch.
Yes. Yeah, she heads that kitchen.
Yeah, so it'll be a great evening. And I will tell you, if you didn't have a pencil when we were telling you before, you know how it is on Mouthful. Have a pen or pencil just before the top of the hour, and I'll give you all the details again. But you have resting between your knees. You have your ipuheke. And do you want to do something now? Do you want to do something in a few minutes?
Whenever.
Okay, because
mom is ready.
Okay, and let's tell people, because the process of making an ipuheke is a pretty amazing process in itself.
It is. It is.
And I'm lucky to have made one, and I have enough. I bought gourds to make two more. I have my woodshed is full of gourds.
Oh, gosh.
But they're two gourds together. But you talk about it.
So the ipuheke is specific to hula, and it's two gourds that are connected together. So you have a smaller one for the top gourd, which we call the po'o, or the head. And we have the larger gourd as the body, or the kino, of it. So there's two gourds fastened together, and in order to make this, you know, today we were lucky, we went to the ipu farm where somebody else grows all of the gourds. But you know, in ancient times, you just went out in the yard or wherever and picked the gourds of choice. So you get to choose
the gourd farm in Northern California is in Knight's Landing.
It's closed.
It's closed?
I know. I'm just...
Oh, no.
I have to tell you, I'm freaking out. Well, what are we going to do? I don't know.
Oh, that gives me chills.
Yes.
What happened, do you know?
I think the family, I believe, and I'll sit corrected, but I believe that, you know, the parents that did the farm needed to retire, and the kids just didn't want to take it over.
Wow, because they sold thousands of gourds.
Yes.
Halal from all over California went there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there is a project for somebody.
Exactly.
We need a new gourd farm.
We do.
And I think there are a few places in Sonoma County, a few farms that grow gourds for drying.
Okay.
But I don't think it's dry enough here to grow them on the scale that they grow in Knight's Landing. I think you need to be a little bit further inland without the fog and moisture that we have.
Absolutely.
Well, I really hope somebody picks that up, because they were an absolutely spectacular place.
Yeah, it was. It was a whole day trip to go out there. And the last time we went out there to pick gourds, there were about a dozen or so of us, students of mine, that went out. And we just, you know, we carpooled, and we all got out there, and everyone just dispersed and went into their own big, huge bins and chose, you know, their gourds. And you weren't the only one that went home with enough to do two or three or four more.
I was just looking at some of them. I guess if you need them for something special, I
know.
Can be a resource.
Because you know me, I break my drums a lot, so.
Yes. So, and then it's used with kahiko.
Right.
But also it's also used just with oli.
Mm-hmm.
So what
No, oli is no accompaniment.
That's right.
Vocal
Ooh,
only.
Slap my face.
Yeah. See how long it's been? You have to get back to hula.
I have a goal.
Okay, good.
I have a goal. September.
Good.
So what are you going to do for us?
Let me think. I will do... I'm going to do a portion of one of my most favorite so far. Chants that I've choreographed, and it's simply called the Hula Ilio. Ilio is doggy, so very appropriate given three doggies here, and we're talking about Muttville. And it's a chant that talks about a legend of the magical dog Pua Pua Lena Lena. And Puapua Lena Lena was in charge of the poo, or the conch shell, in Waipio Valley. And he would blow the conch shell for the ali'i. So he was in charge of caring for this conch shell. Well, someone stole the conch shell, turned out to be the Menehunes, stole the conch shell, and the king made Puapua, Pua Lena Lena, go out and find it. And after much, you know, traveling all around the island, he finally found it and returned the shell back to Waipio. But in the meantime, whoever had the shell was blowing it at all hours of the day and night and was waking the ali'i, or the chief, and it was driving him crazy. And there's a part in the chat that talks about that. So this is for Puapua Lena Lena.
And I should say there's a second microphone there. I don't know if you want to turn so that,
turn that way? Okay, great.
Okay, this is Kumushana Alapai on her Ipu Heke. Okay.
Appropriate. Oku ku e nana e makole oku ho ole akalei ile pua pua lena lena ele. Hi na no no kahili, hevehi no ni hoku. Kanini kalani ue kahonua, hawa ku oe hae, lohe o hiva ulie. Ehie, kamili mili kalani no hokua, malama lama, malama yaka ipu. He hano vai no kili oe, vai ne no hopali o haena. Hena ena na he, o kila wea, ka haku pali, o kamoho alii. Ano ho I waipi o, ka pali kapu o kane, moe ole ke po'o. Ke ali, ke kani mau o ki hapu, ki u ki ulua ke ali. Walulu ka ehelele, loa koi o mano, kupue o wawai uli me ka ili. Aua ku oi, aua, 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 aua. And I'll end there.
So beautiful. Gives me chills.
It's the part where it says, ha, oa, ha, oa. That's supposed to be the dog barking.
And you had a little bit of accompaniment there.
See, Joey knows when to do it. And he used to come to hula.
He actually barked a lot less than he usually does with drums.
Yes, you know,
he usually barks all the way through any drums and any clapping.
And that's right, clapping.
Clapping. Right. That's how Joey claps. He just barks. And, you know, because I didn't know the woman he lived with for the first 9 years of his life, I don't know why. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is just in his bones. That was really gorgeous.
Mahalo.
Really gorgeous. But then your Oli is so... It just puts me almost into a trance to hear it. And, you know, I find myself sometimes in my car doing Oli.
Perfect.
There are certain ones that are just all the, you know, I've not forgotten them. And yay. I turn off the radio and I just Oli.
Perfect.
And can't wait to come back. And that is my plan. That is my plan. I learned a lot by leaving hula for a couple years. And
sort of like those of us who move away from Hawaii.
Well, one of the things I learned is what I was giving to hula, and I'm so lucky and deeply blessed that I got to that I've gotten to study hula as much as I have. My career started calling, and then it started knocking on my door, and then it got the battering ram, and I realized that the deeper I got into hula, I gave it exactly what I had to give to my writing career.
Ah, okay.
And, you know, I had to I had to take all of that energy and pour it in. I wrote seven books. I wrote 7 books since I left.
I can't even believe that.
And well,
I've been trying to write one book for years.
Yeah, but you do, you know, you already work 6 days a week. I mean, I got to where, I mean, that's all I did was I wrote and photographed. I turned my house into a photo studio. And so now I'm coming out of that. And I have just 3 more things to put in place.
Yay.
And then I can come back.
Well, I'm happy you wrote that one book about BLTs.
Oh.
Because, you know, that is my favorite food in the world.
Yes. You know, I found something out about that today.
What?
Somebody posted that on Facebook that they had eaten the best BLT of their life. And it's like, oh, wait, you have to have mine.
Right.
And I thought, oh, I need to put a link. And so instead of going to my own stuff, I just did a search. Uh-huh. There's a Wikipedia page about my book.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
And not only that, I've talked about this on Mouthful before. So if you've heard it before, you have to hear it again. I was a clue on Jeopardy.
I heard about that.
Yes.
From one of your BLT, sisters.
BLT was a clue.
That
sandwiches for 300.
So awesome.
I want that on my gravestone. Sandwiches for 300.
Right. You need to know the episode and the date that it ran.
I've got it at home. Yes, I have it at home.
That's great.
So when I saw the Wikipedia page, I thought, oh, I wonder if this is how they got it. Because that book
now you know that you've made it.
Yes, exactly.
<You're
on>
Jeopardy.
Jeopardy. So I started, I happened to be on Facebook at the time, and somebody sent me a message, and they said, you're on Jeopardy. And I'm there, no, I'm on Facebook. I'm at home. I said, no, seriously, you were just a clue on Facebook. And
wow.
I thought, quit pulling
Jeopardy.
My leg on Jeopardy. And all of a sudden, everybody started telling me, and I started getting emails.
Wow.
I got like 3 dozen emails saying, I'm watching Jeopardy.
That's awesome.
I didn't know so many people watch Jeopardy. It's very popular. Very, very popular. So we've got about 7 minutes left.
Okay.
I know that for several years you were teaching up here, and now, wisely, you are not driving up here.
Yes.
I think the change in traffic in the last decade has just been...
Yeah, it really started to take its toll on me. So I have handed the class over to some very good hula hands, and they belong to Linda Kawahine, Ulumahiehie Lo. And so she is the first kumu that I uniki, or graduated from my halau. And she is now teaching the class. And the ladies are loving her up there.
Yeah, it's on Saturdays.
Saturdays.
It's at a dojo up near the airport.
Right.
I think she starts at 10:30.
It's at the Sonoma County Taiko Dojo.
That's right.
And she starts at 10:30 in the morning, and it's for an hour. And then she zips down to hula at my house.
That's right. And is she doing it every Saturday or every other?
Every other Saturday.
Every other Saturday.
Mm-hmm. So every second and fourth Saturday.
Mm-hmm. And it's a great place if you've been wondering about hula, if you thought, oh, I would like to do that.
Yes, and you know,
it's a great place to start.
When I created that class, the intention was that anyone could drop in. You know, I wanted it to be drop-in friendly, and it's not easy to do that with hula because it's so step-specific,
right.
As though you would try to drop into a ballet class.
You know,
it's just not going to happen. So, but I thought, okay, well, we can make it so that they can follow. So we, you know, we start with basic steps and run through them, and then it should be, you know, easier to follow along as the choreography starts. And the main objective of Hula Light and Easy is to have fun. I called it light and easy because it's not an intense study and practice of hula.
You don't take notes.
You're not required to know the history or the language of it. What's required is that you're there and you have fun and you enjoy and you move. You know, you get into the flow of the energy, and that's the main point.
Yeah. And hula is for men and women, no question, but I can only speak about it from my gender.
Right.
It's such a beautiful way for a woman to move. If you ever feel at odds with your body, bringing your energy down into where you need to be, just to get your hips swaying, it just feels so good. And I will often, because I will sometimes write all day, all morning, all afternoon. Every now and then I'll just stand up and I'll do 15 Kaholo.
There you go.
Or a few, you know, and I'll just do several steps, mm-hmm. and then I'll go back to writing. And it just, it feels so good to do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's
yeah.
just remarkable.
Well, it definitely, it's all about energy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the energy that comes from nature, our natural world around us, and that comes into our body through the movements and the gestures and, you know, that interconnection with energy and the natural world and the flow.
That connection with nature, mm-hmm. and the waves and the movement of yes. the waves and the movement of hips. Would you mm-hmm. just say a little bit about that?
Well, sure. When you're a hula dancer, the only way that you can really truly become intimate with the practice and the dance of hula is to take notice of nature and how the waves move up and down and up and down. The hips of hula kind of mimic that movement. And it's really about the flow and how it's a continuous movement. The waves never curl up and then come down and stop. There's never a dead movement. There's always a connected flow. And that's what you want to achieve as a hula dancer, is that continuous flow of the hips. And then the upper body does its thing too.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. And on that note, we are just about out of time. But again, the event is on July 9th. The doors open at 5:30. Dinner starts at 6. It ends about 9 o'clock, I think.
About 8:30,
9
o'clock.
Yeah. $35 for dinner in advance, $40 at the door. $45 in advance if you would like a lei. They need to be ordered in advance. There will be a few at the door, but you probably don't want to rely on that.
Right.
HulaOn.org will give you a click through, and you'll get to poke around and see what HulaOn is all about as well.
Yes.
And Kumushana, thank you so much.
Mahalo.
It's just wonderful to see you, and it's great to meet Nani.
Thank you. Mahalo ya oi. Mahalo.
And we will probably not be here next week because it is July 3rd and everybody will be watching the fireworks in Sebastopol, and we will have a holiday special on. I'll see you 2 weeks, which will be the day after Luana. Have a great couple of weeks and meet me back here on July 10th.
So I'll return to my eyes.